You smell powder, ain't you, Captain?
Hmm? Not at all, pal.
To me, Silver seems the cheeriest, cleverest, and best man I've ever met in my young life. Then one evening, it's the very end of the voyage. Sundown. I goes to the barrel for an apple. There's scarce any left, and I has to climb into it. And I'm tired, I don't know. Somehow I falls asleep. I wakes to hear voices talking low. What I hears makes me want to scream.
Walrus, Flint's old ship. Why, I seen her amuck with blood and weighed down to the scuppers with gold. You see, Flint was Captain Abraham, but me, I just quartermaster along with my timber leg. I lost that in Captain England's service. Fighting for old England. Yeah. And the same broadside, Pew lost his deadlights.
He was the flower of the flock, was Flint.
You're smart, you are, Abraham Gray. Young as you are, you're smart as paint. Now, are you with us?
Well, I tell you now, I didn't have a quarter like this job to have this talk with you, John. But there's my head on it. If anyone can do it, you can.
That's so. Think that. 700,000 pounds is Flint stolen away. Aye. After this cruise, I'll set up gentlemen in earnest.
When do we strike, John?
When I say. Ain't got the map, don't forget. I'm dry with the talking. Get me an apple, Abraham. To my pipe, right?
Apple? I stole that. Have a go of rum.
No, I'll have my mouth full of rum when the squire and his cronies are where old Flint is. Till then, an apple'll do me. An apple, I say.
Might be, Captain Silver.
Land ho!
Land! Get me up, Gray. Help me up. We're here by the powers.
Here, John. You can just make it out in the moonlight.
That there Spyglass Hill. I named my old house after it.
Recall it well, eh, Jack?
Ah, deed I do. Every blood-stained inch is Raya.
Hey, what about Gray here?
Abraham Square. And the others?
Most of them. You chose them well.
Oh, with the squire's help, shipmate.
Anyone ever seen that land before?
Yes, hands of me, sir. We watered here with a trader.
I did. Here with you, a pair of you.
Aye, 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 sir.
Make yourself scarce, Abraham.
I can.
As they go, I starts to ease myself out of the barrel, trusting to the dark and the confusion. I spies the squire.
Squire!
What? Hawkins!
Hush,
what
sir! Hush, I beg you!
What on earth were you doing in the barrel, sir?
Squire, I have terrible news. Get the doctor and the captain to your cabin now. And please, don't say anything.
Well, really? Mutiny, by God!
Our service to you, Jim.
Didn't I say he was a plucky lad lives here?
He's certainly a lucky one. Now, I have a couple of points to make, and with Mr. Tyrone's his permission, I'll name them.
You are the captain, sir?
First, Hawkins says most of the crew is with Silver.
Yes, sir.
For the present, we can only be sure of ourselves and Mr. Trelawney's two own servants, Redruth and,
Joyce, my butler. Not the marshal, I'm afraid.
Six against, we must suppose at worst all the crew, that's 19. But as far as we know, we command all the firearms aboard.
Thanks to you, Captain.
And my second point, Silver is unaware that he's been discovered and does not have the map. It may be that he'll try to obtain it by force.
If we could get the men ashore, could we not sail away, or at least hold the ship against them? We have the arms.
That's a thought, sir. I'll try to get them ashore when we anchor. My only fear is that Silver will see through our ruse. We must know the minute he suspects.
Hawkins here can help more than any. He'll not be wary of you, Jim. It's hard, I know, but you must stick close to Silver. Watch him. Try to find which of the men are with him.
Hawkins, I put prodigious faith in you, my boy.
I'll try, sir. I'll try to be my best. I will. I promise.
Drop anchor, me hearties!
Well, Jim, who'd have thought it'd be the old island over there we would have come to, eh? Mind what we're doing here beats me. You any idea, Jim?
No, not I, Long John.
Time, lads. You've had a hot day of it. The turn ashore will do no one any harm.
Hey!
They take the cakes, and as many as want to may go ashore. We officers have work to do aboard. So, Joe Anderson, you take charge of one of the boats with Davis.
Aye, aye, sir.
And Silver,
sir.
You and Alan the other. I'll fire a gun half an hour before sundown to call you back.
Right you be, sir. That's proper gentlemanly of you.
Sir, I've got to go.
No, you come along, Long John, Jim. I'll show you the sights of this here island.
I'm not sure I can come with you, Long John. The squire and the doctor might need me to...
Israel! What's that, Jack?
Ain't it strange the way the captain of the gentry seemingly ain't coming ashore? But then you wasn't thinking of coming ashore either, was you?
Who are you? No, Jack.
No.
No. No, me and George Murray and Tom Morgan and maybe Dick and one or two of the others, we'll stay aboard. Have a hand or two of cards, we will.
Good, good. There, Jim, you wouldn't want to be hoofed to with his rail on that gang, would you? No, no. You come along, John. You do that.